your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW. I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Let's never said I was a victim of circumstance. I still belong.
And more
all weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
I had no choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm not used to lying there. You ask how my day was. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. All things you held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. That I've ever met. You're my best friend. Best friend with benefits. What took me so long. I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your fault. You've already won me over in spite.
And more
all weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Egyptian.
The
80s, 90s, and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
CFW.
Crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Swimming in your world of something.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
It's all
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
I just died in your arms tonight. Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're examining Deceive, Disrupt, Deny, a new report which games out a likely election subversion plan by partisan extremists. With an effort already underway to spread baseless claims of widespread non-citizen voting, extremists may again be motivated to confront voters and election workers. Legal and physical protections for voters and election workers have been strengthened since 2020, as have consequences for harassment and intimidation. But experts from election watchdog Protect Democracy think surveillance of ballot drop boxes and voter and election worker intimidation by election denier groups may continue to be a factor. Voters can also expect to see more partisan poll watchers looking for opportunities to object to a voter's eligibility or obstruct election procedures. Some of that obstruction may happen in the courts. Protect Democracy reports that state parties and the Republican National Committee have over 100 pending lawsuits over election procedures, including challenges to mail-in voting, voter registration purges, and hand counting of ballots. Almost all states are better prepared for the potential of threats, intimidation, or violence, and most states have increased transparency to tamp down conspiracy theories. But what happens when the candidate baselessly denies he lost? More on that part of the subversion plan in our next report. We've linked to Protect Democracy's report, Safeguards and Remedies at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Social Security is the backbone of the American retirement system. Yeah, 401ks and IRAs are very important. And yes, I talk about them a lot, and I definitely want you to have them. But Social Security supports most Americans in retirement and is an essential lifeline for tens of millions more. I love Social Security because it is so simple. You work hard, you pay in, and then you get your money back when you need it to make your golden years better. There's a conservative agenda out right now that's going to add between $7.5 and $15 trillion to the national debt. Ballooning national debt is, I think, the biggest threat to Social Security that there is. We want less national debt and a better funded Social Security program. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Saturday is Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin, and over 150 events are planned around the state. Drug Takeback Day aims to give residents a chance to get rid of unwanted or unused medications safely, with the hopes that disposing of the drugs will decrease the risk of substance abuse issues developing. If residents with unwanted medication can't make it to one of the events, there are also hundreds of permanent medication drop boxes across the state. Officials also say the unwanted medications should not be flushed. Rice Lake Fire Department officials are still working to determine the precise cause of a fire that destroyed multiple businesses last week. According to a press release, fire officials have ruled electrical and gas out as potential causes of the fire, but the official cause is still undetermined. The fire started on East Messenger Street on October 17th at around 3:40 p.m. and took crews several hours to get under control. The building that housed Kitchen and Floor Decor Warehouse, Finewood Inc., Cheese Louise, and Agonic Brewing was completely destroyed. A wrongful death lawsuit filed against the city of Augusta and Eau Claire County has been dismissed. The lawsuit was filed by the estate of Tyler Meyer, who was killed by an Augusta police officer in 2019. According to court documents, the owner of the property called the police when Meyer came onto his farm naked and acting erratically. When he attacked the responding officers, an Eau Claire County deputy tased and pepper sprayed him to no effect. The Augusta officer then shot and killed Meyer, claiming he feared for his life during the attack. Chippewa Valley Technical College has approved a flat tax rate, keeping area residents off the hook for an increase. According to a press release, CVTC officials say the school saw new construction in the district and property values increased by about 8%, which led to the flat rate decision. The tax rate will remain at 66 cents per $1,000 valuation, so local residents with a $150,000 home will pay just shy of $100 to support the college for the 2024-2025 school year. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine for your Sunday. South winds up to 5 to 15 miles per hour. Highs of the lower 60s. Tonight, clouds will increase from the west. Lows in the mid-40s. On Monday, partly sunny and breezy. Highs near 70.
It's 42 at our studios.
CFW.
80s, 90s, and more.
Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
I get no time, but I get up again.
But it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye.
105.7 CFW.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
CFW. Remember this one?